Well, staying with the COVID issue now, and the Deputy Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Ronan Glynn, is to address a conference on COVID in Sligo today, Sligo University Hospital Conference. The conference is a discussion on what we've learned from the COVID pandemic and where we go from here in dealing with it. The conference has been organised by the Sligo Research and Education Foundation in conjunction with Sligo University Hospital. And to tell us more about it, we're joined by Dr. Anna Clemenson, who's consultant in palliative care medicine with Northwest Hospice. Anna, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Well, tell us a little bit about the conference. What is it all about?
Well, we've got an exciting conference today running from Sligo IT, soon to be the Atlantic Technical University. It's a conference on COVID. It's about the lessons we've learned in research so far and where we go from here. And I think it's going to bring some really interesting information. As you know, research has really transformed the way that we deal with COVID. I mean, if you remember right at the beginning, we didn't even know if masks were appropriate, and now we're all wearing them. And so research has really made a difference. This morning, we're looking at research and seeing how we can apply it in the future. We've got some really exciting speakers at the conference. We've got Ronan Glynn coming. He's going to do it virtually. And he's going to talk to us about the lessons he's learned at the forefront of managing this and how he's applied research. And then we're going to hear from other people. We're going to learn about what the nurses' experience of nursing people with throughout the COVID pandemic has been like, because that's really interesting knowledge, because we need to keep our health professionals healthy as they go forward, so we can apply this knowledge in the future. We're going to hear how isolation and sort of cocooning has affected our cancer population. We're going to learn how digital and virtual clinics can be improved and how they've affected the population and how it's affected people who don't actually have access to much virtual technology, maybe the older people in our society. And we're going to learn about long COVID. What are the causes of long COVID? So this conference that's put on by the Sligo Research and Education Foundation in association with Sligo University Hospital is really about bringing knowledge about COVID to our region and sharing it actually across the nation so that we can learn and apply what we're hearing today to our clinical practice. So I think it's really exciting. Mm.
Yeah, well, from what you're saying, it is extremely relevant and topical, even considering what we're hearing and reading about this morning. And I suppose what Dr. Glynn will say at the conference today will be of so much interest to so many people.
I think it's going to be fascinating. I think one of the really important things is looking back at what we've done and working out what we've done right and what we can improve on. So those lessons learned are really, really important for how we apply research in the future. And he's also, as we know, at NEFIT meetings, he was at one yesterday. So the information that he'll bring to the talk is going to be really pertinent, really recent and really relevant. So I think that's going to be very exciting.
Right. Okay. So accessing who can attend and how will they attend and how do they get involved?
So we have the conference is virtual and it is in person. So the people who it's a ticketed event. So the people who are coming in person have already booked. They're going to be at the Riva in Sligo IT, and we're going to have lots of measures to make sure it's safe. We're only filling the hall to 60% of its to 30% of its capacity in order to be really socially distancing, and then people can watch online. They can go through the Research and Education Foundation website and book. Now, ideally, people would have booked last night, but if the people who do want to register, they can register today, and our administering team will look and see who's registering and try and send a link. But if you do register today, understand the cutoff was actually yesterday. So you may get the link, but it will be late. But the idea is that the conference is for healthcare professionals and health scientists. So it's really looking to that audience so that they can learn what's going on.